Om Shanti. So today we will revise Sunday's Avyakta Murli. The revised date is 11th May 1983. The title of the Murli is Our Youth Become Instrument for the Task of World Transformation. This Murli is mainly for youth, Kumars and Kumaris. So Babdada started the Murli with the sentence that Murli started with the sentence is Babdada is saying the holy swans. So we will first write one word, and from this word we will discuss the Murli. So this is the word is Hi KBGB. KB for kilobyte and GB for gigabyte. No? It is easy to remember Hi KBGB. So first H stands for holy swan, Y stands for youth wing, K stands for Kumars and Kumaris, B stands for become a sample, G stands for good news, and last B stands for become a great donor. So Baba was saying the holy swans. So what are the qualities of the holy swans? Yes, purity, cleanliness, sorry, calm, whiteness. Whiteness is the sign of purity. So yes, the power to discern. Yes. So last Sunday's Murli is but not butter and water and milk. Water and milk and pearls and stones. So these are the qualities of a holy swan. And Baba, already swan is a sign of purity, and Baba making us double pure, holy swans. Pure, holy means also the pure. So we are the holy swans. So earlier last Sunday's Murli was also on purity, where Baba explained us that purity in our confluence stage, purity in our incorporeal stage, and purity in our Adiswarup, original stage. So all four types of purity, pure form of the soul, Baba explained it. So now also Baba is saying about holiness of the swans. So we are all the holy swans sitting on the seat of a swan. Just as Goddess Saraswati is always having the seat on the swan seat. So she is having the good discerning power. She is having the very clear mind, clear intellect. So we also have to become like this. So this is the speciality of holy swan. And Baba has said that the holy swans being lost in the love of belonging to the one father and none the other. So when we become the pure souls, when we are already lost in the love of one father, we should be merged in the Baba's love. So just as in the path of bhakti, it is given the example of Saint Meera. She is always lost in the love of Lord Krishna. So in Murli also Baba always say, whilst eating, sleeping, moving around, you are constantly remember the father. Constantly merge in the love of the one lost in the love of one father. The same she was doing. She was the example of that. Whilst sleeping, eating, whilst talking with others, whatever she is doing, she is lost in the love of Lord Krishna. So we also Baba says that those who are holy swans are always lost in the love of the father. And then Baba explained the qualities of the holy swans, that they are knowledgeable, yogi and world benefactor. Just as Baba says that Baba always loves the soul, Jnani to Atma and Yogi to Atma. Here knowledgeable means those who have imbibed the whole knowledge in themselves, and then they go and give the knowledge to others. Otherwise Baba says that the arrow which you throw, which will not strike to others. If you are not knowledgeable, means if you are not imbibed the knowledge in you, then the knowledge will be mere information. It will not be a knowledge exactly. So become a knowledgeable, Jnani to Atma and Yogi. So when we become Jnani to Atma and Yogi, then only we can benefit the world. we can become the world benefactor. And Baba is the comforter of the hearts. And so, remembrance of this father merge in the heart of each one of you. Then Baba told, Baba said in this Murli that each one of you, each one of you are engrossed in creating the present and future. So now in the confluence that we are making our fortune, and also we are making our fortune for the next birth, for the new world also. So each one child of elevator father is having the right of father's inheritance. So we the Brahmins are only the souls in this world who will claim the father's inheritance. What is the father's inheritance? What? Yes? Golden? Golden age, yes. Oh. Liberation and liberation in life, yes. Sorry? Virtues. Knowledge, powers, love. So, all answers are right. Yes, Brahmin family. Inheritance. What? Inheritance. Brahma Bhojan is on. Yes, peace and happiness. As per this Murli, it is the inheritance of peace and happiness. So, in this, because of Baba, we get peace and happiness in this confluence age, real peace and happiness in this confluence age. It is not materialistic, but it is eternal. Inner peace and happiness we are getting here also, and on the basis of this peace and happiness we will get peace and eternal peace and happiness for 21 births. There will not be any disturbance, nobody will disturb us, and no obstacles will be there. We will be complete happy, no sorrow, no worries in the new world. And then Baba is always, the father is always become very happy to see we the Brahmins as we are the lamp of his clan. Just as in Laukik, people are very fond of the boy child. They always say that these are the lamps of our clan. And if there is, the girls are not treated well. But here in Baba's home, Baba treats everybody as his child, boy child. No matter, Baba doesn't look at the male or female body. Baba is just looking at the soul is like a boy. Lekin atma aati hai, atma kaati jati hai na, karti hai. Both words are used. So Baba says that all you are the lamps of the Baba's clan. So what are the we should remember that qualities or what the lamp of the clan has to do. We have to reveal the greatness of father to the world. If our actions are not good, if the behavior is not good, then we will defame our family or defame our the father. So we have to be very careful whilst working in the world, whilst dealing with others. So we always have the remembrance of that I am the clan, lamp of this clan. So Baba is very happy to see we lamps. And then Baba said that you are the only souls who are instrument for world transformation. Nobody can transform the world. People are trying to transform others, but they don't know that for transform others first we have to transform ourselves only. So this is the task of the God only. The greatest work of the Father is to transform the world. God has descended for this purpose only. And for that, He made us His instrument to transform this world. So Baba is very happy to see all these souls. Then Baba says that each one's imperishable line of future is visible on forehead. Each one's line of future is visible on forehead. Is it so? Does everybody feel so that my line of fortune, my life of future is visible on my forehead? Because if we are disturbed, if our stage is down, our face is not looking good because of our sorrow and pain, worries. So will it be possible to show this? Will it be possible to show this line of fortune on our forehead? So Baba is constantly keeping us reminding us that be in the stage. Your stage should be unshakable. Be always in the remembrance of Father. So each one, then Baba says that each one have determination to establish one direction, one kingdom, or one religion. This is the only family who have one and the same aim. No, in our family, if four people are there, four people have different aims. But here it is Baba's family. No matter whosoever it is, the child, maybe it may be the child, maybe the mother, maybe the brother or sister, maybe the old people or the young child, whosoever it is, all have the one and the only aim is that to establish one family, one religion, one kingdom. Then Baba talked with youth wing. So Baba says that all has zeal and enthusiasm to enable the world to receive the right to happiness and peace, and make the world into the world of peace and happiness. So this is the we have the one aim. We have that zeal and enthusiasm. Why do we all do service? We know all the in the centers also, or where whenever we keep we. Here we have our melas and all. So why we do it? Fairs and all this? Because of service. We have the zeal and enthusiasm that God has descended on this earth. He has given us the inheritance of peace and happiness. So all are our brothers and sisters. So everybody should get this inheritance. So we are having so much zeal and enthusiasm. So Baba says that youth wing means Sukumars and Kumaris, they have more zeal and enthusiasm to do this service, to establish the world of peace and happiness. So Baba says that your elevated and pure souls who have power of purity, because this youth Kumars and Kumaris, they are did not indulge into vices. So Baba says they are already very pure, so they have the power of purity. This power of purity brings so much strength in the soul. No, because of purity, we become powerful. Then Baba says, you are already master almighty authority. First one is the power of purity. Second is the master almighty authority. We have all the powers because we have the connection with the almighty authority. So we have the we are the master almighty authority. So when we have power of purity and we are master almighty authority, this come with the help of both these powers, we can transform the world. Then Baba says, you are also having the power of gathering. Power of gathering. We know the examples of the ants. When they are always, they always go in. They always go in group. So Baba says you are also having the power of gathering. You are Trikal Darshi, and you know that you have been transformed the world many times. Victory is still guaranteed for your task of world transformation. You are victorious due to faith in intellect. Why we become victorious? Because we have faith in intellect. That we are the victorious soul. I am the victorious soul. Baba gives this Swaman the self-respect that you are the victorious souls of every Kalpa. So we have the faith in our intellect, and so we become then K for Kumar. So Babdada has constant hope in Kumar. They can transform the world. This Murli is whole for the world transformation. So Baba says that you can transform the world, have determination and move forward. They can perform great wonders. Because Baba was telling the speciality of the Kumar, they have more physical strength than... they have more physical strength, and so they can do more service. So Baba says them that please do engage in physical and mental both work, because if their physical strength does not get proper way, then they causes disturbance and destruction. So Baba says them use your physical strength in service. Always in your mind there should be that Baba, my service and my Baba. So both Kumar, all the Kumars have to do this. Both body and intellect should be busy. Baba says that don't become a businessman, but be a busy man. So where to busy? In service and in the remembrance of the father. So and have the intoxication. Remain busy in the intoxication. And Baba also asks them, the Kumars, to make a discipline for all the time. As Baba says that make a chart. We also made a chart from this Murli. So when we make a chart, so we are always attentive that I have to do this. I should have to follow this chart. So we become busy in this and we become disciplined. So have the determined thought that you can perform whatever wonders you want. So Baba said the Kumar that you are the stars of Babada's task. Become an instrument for service, special part in service. And also maintain this happiness. Have faithful intellect. So then Baba talked with Kumaris. So Baba says that Kumaris are the Durga, the Shaktis. Baba says that the devotees who offers them fruit, they worship the Durga. The Durga, they feel themselves very fortunate that they got the chance to worship them. They feel them very much fortunate, and they become so happy to decorate the idols, to offer them bhog, to offer them fruits. Here Baba said that they are offering so many fruits to you. So now it is you who have to give them fruit of their devotion. So what is the fruit of the devotion? Is power, fulfilling their desires. So this thing has to do to the Kumaris, and then become KB, become a sample of transformation. So it is our motto that when I change, the world changes. First is self transformation leads to world transformation. So Baba says that become a sample of transformation. As we say that your Baba says that let it not be your mouth that speaks, but let the greatness of your life speak. So our actions and behavior is like this, that the other person should change to see you. Otherwise, what happens? We keep on giving lectures and we don't bring that transformation in us. So then people become disheartened. They say, "What is this? This knowledge is not good." Then automatically we defame the father from our behavior. Become the embodiment of knowledge and powers. So Baba says that become a sample. Let the sparkle of your purity be visible from your behavior. So our words, action, thought, everything should be pure. Have pure feelings and good wishes for others. Then only we can become a sample of sample. And in Baba says that in outside world, youth carries only destruction. And here you have to make a constructive work. So prove yourself that prove the government that the Bharat is heaven. We will make this Bharat heaven, and also tell the world that Bharat is only the lighthouse. Prove it. So with this, give spirituality to the whole world. Give the father's introduction through your lives and acts. So become a sample. Then GB, good news. So good news, what is the good news? Heaven is coming. Good. This is the good news, yes. So political leaders, here Baba says that political leaders are very much worried because there is so much poverty. There is a scarcity of the goods, and poverty-stricken people are there. So this poverty and this price rise is there. So Baba says there is price rise because there is a what no price? because of sorrow and peacelessness, all become greedy. So the one who is greedy is grabbing all the things towards him only, and the others are just remain. They don't have anything to eat also. Baba said it is the actual the scarcity or poverty of the good character. So build a good character, then all the poverty will be vanish. So in the here we will make our good character, and because of this good character we become deities. And so we having this good character, we have everything is plenty in the golden age. So Prakriti will also become Sato Pradhan and good. So this is the good news, and Baba says that give this good news to the government. Here Baba says that overprice. Scarcity is lacking, no? Then again GB. Become a great donor. So Baba says that become a great donor. How we will become a great donor? When we can donate, when I have the full stock, then only I can give the donation to others. If I don't have, I don't possess anything, then how can I give others? Just as last time the sister said that, brother said that first you fill your stock and then from that overflowing stock you give to others. Whatever you have, you give others, it may finish. But if you have overflowing stocks, then you can give others from that overflowing stocks. So you will also be full, and you can give others also. So become a great donor, and constantly continue to make service in progress. It is not you have chance only, then you do seva. Means Baba says that if you say that I don't get a chance to do seva, I can't do. I will get chance, I can do good seva, I will give good knowledge to others. But it is not like that. Baba says, no, become a chancellor. Don't think of to get chance and you will do the service. No. If you don't get chance of karmana seva, you can do mental service. You can do. If you don't get chance of variety service, you can do. You can help others. This is also a seva. Help the needy person. You can donate to your virtues through your actions. You can give them power through sakash. You can do. Baba says that become a constant donor. Don't wait that you will get a chance and then only you will do the seva. So this is high KB and GB. Become a holy swan, and then Baba talked with the youth wing, then Kumars and Kumaris. Then become a sample. Then Baba said, give the good news to the government, and then become a great donor. Om Shanti.